This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa usalli wa usallimu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Nabiyyina wa habibina wa qurrati ayunina Muhammad ibn Abdillah. Alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi afdalu salati wa atamu taslim. Amma ba'd. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Him, the Almighty, for His help. We ask Him for ease, we ask Him for relief on this joyous day. And we ask Him to send His choicest of blessings and salutations upon the final messenger, our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and all those who tread upon his path with utmost sincerity until the day of Qiyamah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, our Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in the noble Quran,
يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون.
And in another place he says,
إن للمتقين مفازا.
These ayat talk about the people of taqwa and the victory that is assured for the people of taqwa, the success that is assured for the people of taqwa in this world as well as the hereafter. So therefore, I'd like to start off by reminding myself and then all of you all tuning in, listening and watching this stream, to be conscious of your Maker during every single second of your lives. If you wish to attain success in this world as well as the hereafter, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all from the people of taqwa, and may He make us from the victorious and successful ones. Ameen. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, yes, we are in the midst of a global pandemic, perhaps at the brink of an economic meltdown. We ask Allah for ease, but at this juncture, let's just focus on what is ahead of us, and that is this day of Eid. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed us with the month of Ramadan. He gifted us this month of Ramadan. Subhanallah, it was a month where we stood in Qiyam, where we were in Siyam, fasting, abstaining from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted us to abstain from, spiritually disciplining ourselves, training ourselves, striving to become better individuals. Now the month has left us, we are on the joyous day of Eid, and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, despite the turmoil, the chaos and the turbulence around us, the command of Allah is that we should celebrate this day in a manner that is pleasing unto Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we celebrate ensuring that we do not breach the laws of our lands. So that's an important reminder at the very beginning. If social distancing, as in if lockdowns primarily, if lockdowns, strict lockdowns are in place, then adhere to those guidelines, adhere to what your authorities have put forth, and help them in their fight against the pandemic, in their fight against COVID-19. And at this juncture, we pray earnestly, we pray sincerely that Allah removes this virus, and that Allah brings about ease, healing and relief upon all of us, and that He takes all of us back to normalcy soon. Ameen. So, for the reminder in the form of the Eid khutbah, because I'm sure most of you would have prayed Salatul Eid at your homes with your families, and you're tuning in to listen to a reminder in regards to the day of Eid, I'd like to touch on two important components in regards to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is highlighted through the words of our messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and I feel it to be very strongly pertinent to the times that we are in, to the landscape that we are navigating through. The hadith is recorded in the book of Imam Muslim rahimahullah. The narration goes along the lines of these words, aw kama qala alayhi salatu wassalam, ajaban li amril mu'min. I'm going to be paraphrasing and translating just to give you the gist of the narration. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, how amazing, how wondrous are the affairs of the believer. And then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes on to say, and this aspect is only for the believer. Why? Because when he goes through good times, when he experiences good times, what does he do? He renders shukr, he renders gratitude unto Allah. He is grateful unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he is tested, when he goes through trying and difficult times, like what we are in, when he goes through turbulence, when he goes through chaos, then what does he do? He holds on to sabr. He holds on to patience. And both of these matters, these two matters, are good for the believer. Shukr and sabr. Subhanallah. Almost as if they're the two wings of a believer, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. The two wings of a believer. For the believer to hold on to ensure that he or she is able to easily soar through this worldly life. Because what is this worldly life? Our Maker, he says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ. What does he say in Surah Al-Mulk?
تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ تَبَارَكَ الَّذِي بِيَدِهِ الْمُلْكُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ The one who created death and life. For what purpose? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا To test you all. Subhanallah. So as you can see, this worldly life is a test. It is a test from Allah to test us, to see which one of us is best in terms of good deeds. So this is not the permanent life that we are going to be in, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. So therefore, it is upon us believers to constantly remind ourselves of this, that this is a test. This entire life is a test. So what we are going through right now, with the pandemic, with the economic meltdown, it is a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how does a believer navigate through this landscape? How does a believer understand and perceive all of this? My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, it is of utmost importance that you do not lose hope, that you do not lose faith. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, bi-idhnillah. The tunnel may be long, but the light is there with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be optimistic as per the teachings of the greatest optimist to ever walk on the face of this earth, Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. May my mother, my father and myself be ransomed and sacrificed for him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On this joyous day, the day of Eid, let us glorify Allah. Let us celebrate the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us emulate the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by holding on to optimism. Do not give in to the dark forces of negativity. Do not give in to those dark whisperings of the devil. Hold on to optimism. Hold on to light. Hold on to faith. Do not choose to be a spreader of fear. The virus is spreading. And the only thing that is more contagious than the virus itself is the fear in regards to the virus. So just as how much we're taking precautionary measures, and it is of utmost importance to do that. I'm not undermining it anyway. I'm emphasizing that yes, you must take precautionary measures. But just as how much we're taking precautionary measures in regards to ensuring that we do not become carriers of the virus, we must ensure that we do not become carriers of negativity, carriers of fear. Rather, let us choose to spread light. Let us choose to spread faith. Let us choose to spread hope and positivity whenever and wherever we can, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. You know the words of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, smiling is an act of charity. Subhanallah. So smile. Help others to smile. Help others to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Do not push them into an abyss. Do not push yourself, firstly, into an abyss of darkness. And likewise, do not push others into these dark canyons. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. May Allah help us to see the silver lining. May Allah help us to see the light at the end of the tunnel. So this, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, this mindset can be achieved by holding on to these two wings that I just mentioned, these two components. So in this khutbah, I'm going to be dedicating one part of it to one component, and then the second khutbah to the second part. So let's start off with sabr,
patience. Because we're going through trying times. We're going through chaos. We're going through turbulence. So how does a believer perceive all of this? The believer holds on to patience. And my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I know some of you might be thinking, because see, the test, the calamity is upon varying levels. Just imagine, and this is why it's so important to empathize. The Prophet was an empath. And this is why empathy is a virtuous trait that we must adopt, to be able to empathize with others. Just imagine, think of the families who have lost their loved ones to this pandemic. Think about how they must be feeling, the pain that they may be going through. Think about the families who have their loved ones who have been tested positive with this virus, and perhaps they are under medical treatment. We pray for them. May Allah ease their affairs. The ones whose lives were claimed by this virus, we pray for them. We pray for these families. They are in our thoughts and prayers. So I said that it is upon varying levels, because some of us have been directly impacted by it, some of us indirectly, some of us economically, some of us financially, some of us from a medical angle, our health. So out there we've all been impacted in some way or the other, but at varying levels. So, you know, you might think it's easy to say, be patient, but you know, if you only could see the world from my angle, I just can't hold on to patience, you might say. So this is why, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, it's a work in progress. It's a work in progress. And we shouldn't look down upon people and think, oh, you know what? I'm the patient one. Look at this one grumbling, complaining, whining, you know, saying blasphemous things. No. Let's leave all of them, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. You see, this trial, this test has to serve as a wake-up call to help us mend our ways, and most importantly, to start off by purifying our hearts. Let go of the grudges, let go of the hatred, let go of the anger. We're just after the month of Ramadan. You see, you're after the month of Ramadan, and if you're still judging others, then ask yourself, what is the point of me going through 30 days or 29 days of training, subhanAllah, this spiritual boot camp? What's the point of me having gone through all of that if I still can't stop negative thoughts about others penetrating into my heart and controlling my heart? What is the point? We need to work on our hearts to constantly think good about others. Husnul dhan. You see, this is a concept that needs to be touched on and emphasized a lot in today's landscape. Husnul dhan, thinking good about others. It's not easy. It's a work in progress, and we need to constantly keep training ourselves to, you see, these thoughts, these negative and bad thoughts, they keep coming. And on top of that, you have shaitan, and now he's out of his shackles. He's going to be, you know, rampaging all around. May Allah protect us from him and his traps. He's going to be whispering these thoughts. So you need to constantly keep working on yourself to reject those and repel those thoughts, those negative thoughts about others. Whenever a bad thought comes into your heart about someone, replace it immediately with a good thought. Make excuses for that individual. Don't give in to the bad thoughts. Don't give in to the judgmental thoughts. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, coming back to patience, it's important that we train ourselves to stay away from saying blasphemous things in regards to our Maker, to stay away from questioning the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, when you talk about patience, you have three types of patience, as has been illustrated to us by the scholars. Number one, patience in regards to adhering to the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pleasing Allah azza wa jalla. Now you've got the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to hold on to patience and adhere to them. Number two, patience in regards to staying away from sins. And if you want an example, think about marriage. Marriage can be used as an example for both of these categories. Patience in adhering to the commandments of Allah. You know, you're young. You want to indulge in haram. But you know that it is from the sunnah to get married. It is from the commandments of Allah that kind of a relationship can only exist within the framework of marriage. So you hold on to patience, waiting to, inshallah, act upon that commandment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And along with that, You know that it is haram to do anything outside of marriage, so you stay away from sin, again holding on to patience. At this juncture we pray for everyone out there looking for a soulmate, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses you with compatible and righteous spouses. For those of you looking to get married, may Allah ease your affairs and help you all to get married and bless your marriages. Ameen. For those of you who are married, may Allah bless your marriages and take your marriage from strength to strength. And may Allah help you to invest in your marriages and reap longevity in terms of your relationships, in terms of your marriages. For those of you who have children, may Allah bless your children and make them a coolness to your eyes. For those of you who are expecting children, may Allah bless you with children, children who will be righteous and full of goodness. Ameen. So, coming back to the structure of patience. Number three. Number one, patience in regards to adhering to the commandments of Allah. Number two, patience in regards to staying away from sins and disobeying Allah Azza wa Jal. Number three, patience in regards to the decree of Allah in regards to trials, calamities and challenges. The decree of Allah. Now this, what is happening, the global pandemic, it is from the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is beyond our control. It is from the decree of Allah Azza wa Jal. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Just as how He turned the entire world around in a matter of days, He has the power, He has the might to turn everything back to normal, and we turn to Him, we ask Him for help. So at this juncture, let us not question Allah. Let us not question the decree of Allah. Let us not utter blasphemous things. Like I said, I know it's upon varying levels, but let's strive to hold on to patience in the Sadamatil Ula, at that beginning, you know, at the beginning, at the brunt of facing this trial, this calamity, this challenge, this difficulty. Hold on to patience, turn to Him, cry, pray, invoke, supplicate unto Him earnestly, and He will turn things around, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. What does Allah say in the Quran? O you who believe, seek. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu. Seek the help of Allah bis-sabri was-salah. Look at that. With patience and salah. Patience. And we see this trait. It's a prophetic trait, a virtuous trait in the lives of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. You see it in the life of Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. He, you know, his name subhanallah is a synonym for patience. The Prophet Job, the Prophet Ayyub. You see it in the life of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, his famous statement for sabrun jameel, beautiful patience. Beautiful patience. And because he held on to patience, the light at the end of the tunnel, what was the light? Him being reunited with his son. The tunnel was extremely long, but eventually he was reunited with his beloved son Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Was he not, as per the story in the Quran? Look at the life of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Trial after trial, challenge after challenge, difficulty after difficulty. Despite him being the best of creation, the greatest of all prophets, and that is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, in terms of those who are tested the most by Allah, they are al-anbiya, the prophets. Thumma al-amthal fal-amthal, and then the very next best, afterwards the very next best. So the closer you are unto Allah, the more you're going to be tested by Allah azza wa jal. The prophets were the closest, and they were the most tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, let us hold on to patience. Let us make dua unto Allah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us to hold on to patience, helps us to be pleased with His decree. Raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deena wa bi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam nabiyya. So with that we conclude the first part of the khutbah, and we will go on to talk about shukr in the second part, inshallah ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أما بعد. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, be conscious of your Maker, adhere to His commandments, stay away from that which He has prohibited, be content with what you have in your lives. Give out as much charity as possible. And strive to follow the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at every juncture of your life. May Allah make that easy upon all of us. Ameen. Now, moving on to the second concept, the second component, if you will, of the hadith that we mentioned in the first part of the sermon. Ash-shukr, gratitude. Our Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about shukr in the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam talks about this trait. And this is another prophetic trait. Rendering gratitude. Rendering gratitude. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says in the Noble Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ إِنَّ عَذَابِ لَشَدِيدٌ. If you render gratitude, if you practice gratitude, لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I will give you multiplied, subhanAllah, I will multiply it for you. وَلَإِن كَفَرْتُمْ, on the other hand, if you are ungrateful, if you reject and if you are ungrateful, then the torment of Allah is severe. May Allah protect us from His torment. Ameen. So my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, it is of utmost importance to practice gratitude on a regular basis. If you're talking about lessons that this pandemic has taught us, one of the most important lessons is that we're not supposed to take things for granted and we're supposed to appreciate the little things in life. You know, in the rat race that we were caught up a few months ago, a few years ago, we're just focusing on the big picture. And we had lost sight of the little things around us. And we started to take these things for granted. But today, now we value and we realize that all these other things have in a way faded, you know, into the wallpaper. The little things, subhanAllah, they matter so much. And this is why, if you were to sit down and actually journal, you know, these days life coaches, they are strong advocates for this. And they teach and preach this, journaling, in terms of your gratitude, in terms of practicing gratitude. If you were to list, and our Maker subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said this 1400 odd years ago, وَإِن تَعُدُّ, in the Noble Quran, as it was revealed under the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. If you were to try and enumerate the blessings, the bounties, the favors and the boons of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لا تحصوها, you would not be able to encompass all of the blessings. You would not be able to enumerate all of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal. So if you were to sit down and journal the blessings, boons and favors that you are enjoying, you will come to a very swift conclusion that you are wallowing in an ocean of the mercies and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fact that you have a roof over your head, think about those who don't have roofs over their heads. The fact that you have food over your table, food on your table. Think about those who are starving with no food, subhanAllah. Starvation and hunger is actually claiming more lives than a lot of sicknesses out there. So many people starving, not having enough food to eat. Think about those who are not able to go and relieve themselves due to perhaps renal failure, or their kidneys shutting down, the fact that they have to go to the hospital every few days to hook themselves up to a machine and let a machine do what your kidneys are doing. Don't take your kidneys for granted. Don't take your eyes for granted. The fact that you can see such a wide spectrum of colors. There are those who see nothing but pitch blackness. The fact that you can walk, the fact that you have a family, the fact that you have your mother with you, your father with you. For those who have lost their mothers, you should listen to their laments. For those who don't have their fathers with them, listen to their laments. Listen to the laments and the sadness of the orphan. For those of you who have spouses, for those of you who have children, listen to those who do not have children, how much they're yearning and pining away for children. So don't take any blessing of Allah for granted. And for you to put things in perspective, list down the blessings, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Because the blessings that you see, we have general blessings that we all enjoy. But there are specific blessings that, you know, that maybe in my life that are not in your life. You may have blessings that are going on in your life that I don't have in my life, the ones that we can relate to. So sit down, and when you start journaling these blessings and, you know, bullet pointing them down, you will come to realize that subhanAllah, yes, there are negative things, but the positives very quickly outweigh the negatives, and there's so much for me to be grateful for. There's so much for me to be rendering gratitude. And then the minute you start rendering gratitude, it is Allah's promise that He will give you manifold. Manifold. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, like we mentioned, categories of sabr, we have three pillars, three fundamental pillars of shukr. And I would like to quickly run through them. Pillar number one, acknowledge the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of us, we have not even acknowledged that this is a blessing in my life. We have taken it so much for granted. So number one, start off by acknowledging the blessings of Allah. Ya Allah, you have given me this. Ya Allah, you have established such a nice source of income for me. You know, you have given me a job, Ya Allah. Some of us, we have taken our jobs for granted. We have taken our sources of income for granted. Subhanallah. So first, acknowledge the blessing that you have been blessed with. Start things off by acknowledging. And that's why, you know, I said, if you even want to, like, literally write it down, if you can't do it mentally, if you can't introspect and reflect on the blessings, then write it down. Actually make it a physical thing where you write it down. Acknowledge the blessings in your life. Number two, proclaim them. Allah says in Surah Al-Duha, what does He say?
وَوَجَدَكَ ضَالًّا فَهَدَى وَوَجَدَكَ عَائِلًا فَأَغْنَى فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرْ.
And the last ayah.
وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ.
And as for the bounty of your Lord, the favor of your Lord, the blessing of your Lord, فَحَدِّثْ, proclaim it. So you may be wondering, Shaykh, how are we to proclaim these blessings? Think about this day, for example. It's a day of happiness, the day of Eid. Proclaim it. Think about the wealth that you have. Proclaim this blessing by spending it for the sake of Allah. If Allah has blessed you with knowledge, proclaim that blessing by using that knowledge to help people see the light, to help educate others. So in terms of the blessings that you have, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, you fulfilling the rights of those blessings is by you doing things that are pleasing unto Allah with those blessings. On the other hand, if you were to use that blessing in the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are asking for trouble. May Allah protect us all. And the last pillar, constantly keep seeking the help of Allah, al-isti'ana. Constantly keep seeking the help of Allah for you to be able to use these blessings in the service of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the service of the deen of Allah azza wa jal, in matters that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your talents, your abilities. So each and every one of us, we are talented in some way or the other. Sometimes, you know, you don't know your own worth. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reported to have said, as per a particular hadith, that people are like mines. Gold and silver mines. You just need to go in and. That is why the Prophet was this exemplary leader. He had qualities of leadership where he was able to harness the abilities, the talents of an individual and help them see it for themselves and guide them along that path. That is the true trait of a leader, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So you and I, we all have talents, we have abilities. You might be thinking, I don't know, I really don't have many talents. Let me just hold myself up in my bedroom. No, you have a talent that can be used in amazing ways. You can change the world. You can. You see, today you're seeing these big names. They've done some colossal things, amazing things. And you're thinking, how can I ever even dream of becoming like that? At some point, my dear brother, my dear sister, they too were like you. Did they come into this world, with all that? No. They started off just like you, but they had this dream. They worked hard in terms of achieving that vision. And Allah helped them. And here, now they've achieved it. They're changing the world in some massive, productive and good way. So therefore, don't give up on yourself. Even at times like this, and you know, in difficulty, a lot of opportunity comes as well. So seize these opportunities, because opportunity rarely knocks twice. Seize the window of opportunity and do amazing things, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Proclaim the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as we come to the conclusion of this reminder on this beautiful day, let us spread happiness, let us spread faith and positivity. Yes, I know we are in lockdown, and I've put out a couple of videos before this in terms of what or how we're supposed to celebrate Eid during lockdown. Again, I remind all of you and myself, adhere to the guidelines put forth by your authorities. Do not breach them. They are in place to mitigate the spread of the virus. But along with that, by staying at home, spending quality time with your family, you can go on to celebrate Eid by spreading the cheer, by spreading the festivity, using whatever tools that are at your disposal. For example, you could go online, you could organize something on Zoom perhaps, you could call them up, people, you could wish them well, you could send out WhatsApp messages, you could check on your family members, keep in touch. Don't think, oh, you know what, this is it, you know, we can't go visiting, we can't do anything, we've lost the community feel. Yeah, we've lost it as in physically, but let's do something virtually at least, so that we keep in touch and keep the ball rolling. And along with that, let us constantly be in prayer. Let us use this Eid to turn to Allah. So we must sincerely pray unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He takes things back to normalcy, so that the coming Eid, insha'Allah ta'ala, we will spend it normally in the masajid, in the houses of Allah Azza wa Jal, by the will of Allah, by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with that, I come to the end of this reminder. We conclude by making dua unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah forgives us of our sins, that Allah accepts this month of Ramadan from us, the qiyam during the month of Ramadan, the siyam during the month of Ramadan, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes us better individuals. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala helps us to purify our hearts, and we sincerely pray that Allah removes this virus entirely, and that He cleanses the planet entirely of this virus, and that Allah brings about ease, that Allah brings about relief, that Allah brings about healing, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes all of us back to normalcy soon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our countries. May Allah protect humanity at large. May Allah help us to be united. May Allah help us to be good to one another, be kind to one another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put good feelings in our hearts and take away feelings of toxicity, negativity, hatred and anger, rancor and all these other negative qualities from our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our hearts like the hearts of birds, like the people who are going to enter Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. And we also pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eases our affairs, opens doors of goodness and prosperity for each and every one of us. Ya Allah, every single one who is saying Ameen, ease their affairs, open doors of goodness, establish them financially, give them good health, bless them with long and productive lives, protect our elderly, protect those who are prone to falling ill, protect them from this pandemic, and protect all of us from every form of evil in every form. In every shape, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and just as how He unites us across these platforms on this joyous and happy day. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. Allahumma ghafir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. Wal muslimina wal muslimat. Al ahya'i minhum wal amwat. Ya hayu ya qayyum. Bi rahmatika nastaghith. Fala takilna ila anfusina tarfata ayni wala aqalla min thalik. وأصلح لنا شأننا كله يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث فلا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك وأصلح لنا شأننا كله ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك اللهم من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل اللهم إنا نسألك الجنة وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ونعوذ بك اللهم من النار وما قرب إليها من قول وعمل ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا صلى الله على النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين